there are concerns, absolutely. I am a bit worried about it for all sorts of reasons. One, this meeting was announced back in April. Yesterday, an agenda of the meeting was finally provided, and about a week before the actual meeting. We had been told initially not to worry, that the cabinet would only be taking ceremonial action. But then when you look at the agenda, they're actually discussing some fairly substantial issues that Floridians care about. So I was worried about the notice, the lack of notice, because if people do want to attend that meeting, they didn't find out yesterday into what the cabinet's talking about, and now they're going to be scrambling to try to find flight reservations, hotel reservations, assuming they can afford it. We still have not seen any substantive information on how the meeting is going to be webcast or videocast. There's a provision in Florida law that allows state-level agencies like the cabinet to hold meetings via video conferencing method. So the cabinet's allowed to do that. We just don't know how they're going to do it. We also don't know exactly what time the meeting is going to commence. I saw 8:30, but the problem is there's a 7-hour time difference, too.
Typically, a cabinet meeting would be broadcast live by the Florida Channel. What are the plans for that?
I haven't heard. I think they're working on it. I don't think it will be live. You know, and it's not as if, you know, they're telling us a week in advance what the agenda is going to be for a meeting in Lakeland, right? We can easily get to Lakeland, and they move cabinet meetings all over the place, which is good because Floridians have, you know, the opportunity to actually see their cabinet in action. But this, we're talking an international flight. And I still don't understand why they're doing it, particularly given that they have a cabinet meeting scheduled shortly after they get back.
Well, as you mentioned, the agenda just came out just this week, and they are getting presentations on some pretty serious topics like water quality, emergency management, and victims of terrorism. So these aren't just run-of-the-mill things. These are very serious issues that, as you said, that Floridians are probably have some concerns about or want to know about. Your thoughts about the specific topics that they'll be talking about: water quality, emergency management, victims of terrorism, and also Israeli-Florida relationship.
Water quality. Look at what's been happening with the red tide. These are issues that people in Florida, emergency management, you know, do we do a good job? Don't we do a good job? What can we learn? These are all issues that Floridians, it affects their daily life. And for our cabinet to be discussing these critically important issues at a meeting in Israel, I'm sorry, it just doesn't make sense to me. Now, maybe they'll come back and discuss them again in June. Maybe they will discuss those same issues again. But we have a constitutional right to participate in the Israeli meeting. If they're not taking votes, then we don't have a right to speak. But we do have a right to be there and to listen. And I just don't know how it's going to work. It might work perfectly. Maybe Florida Channel can live stream it, but I do know, and I have spoken to people who want to attend, and they can't.
Even if someone gets to Israel, who knows whether they'd even be allowed into this meeting?
Well, it's in the U.S. Embassy. I would presume that you would need some form of identification to get into the embassy and to get into the meeting. There's an attorney general's opinion saying that you can't require anyone who wants to attend a meeting to provide identification. So this is just bringing up all sorts of weird issues. And I think people need to remember that we have a constitutional right to attend these meetings. And that's critically important. We also have to consider the cost of doing this. You know, the fact that our cabinet members and our governor want to go talk to Israel about what Israel does with treating victims of terror and what it does with water quality is all well and good. But we're having a cabinet meeting there? I still don't understand why. And I haven't received any explanation. other than we can.
We're hearing your concerns, but I just want to get to the bottom line. Do you think that it's a violation of Florida's sunshine laws?
I think it could be a violation. Only a court can say whether there's an actual violation of law. I think they're pushing the line towards a violation. You know, whether that notice that we got yesterday was reasonable under the law is a big question. There's all sorts of case law and attorney general's opinions that say you're supposed to, that an agency, a collegial body, which is what the cabinet is, that a government collegial body should hold meetings in locations where it's easy for people to attend. It's not easy getting to Israel, and it may not be easy getting into the U.S. Embassy in Israel. So, yes, there are lots of sunshine law questions. I myself can't say that there is a violation. Only the court can say that.